Hey guys, Dale here. Do you want an unfair advantage to dominate your fantasy football league? Well, look no further and download SquadQL, the only mobile app you need to crush your friends and rivals this year. SquadQL recommends the best starting lineup for you each week based on your starters, your bench players, and free agent pool. Now, Christian, you may ask, how does SquadQL actually do this?
Well, basically what they do is this app connects directly with your Yahoo, ESPN, CBS leagues. They pull in your actual roster and your league scoring system, which is very important. SquadQL then provides like their waiver and trade recommendations. Then the app gives you rankings each and every week, and it's all based on your league setting. So SquadQL truly is your go-to app for fantasy football this season. Head to squadql.com, download SquadQL, your all-in-one fantasy football manager. SquadQL is brought to you by the creators of RotoQL, the leading daily fantasy optimizer, trusted by over 100,000 DFS players. You can also download RotoQL for free from both the Apple and Android app stores.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to our first, I guess, public live free and bonus show for you guys. Christian is not in studio yet, so it looks like it's just me that you'll be hearing for a little bit. But I do want to welcome everybody to episode 226. We'll be answering some lineup questions, taking calls. If you are listening live and you don't know what the number is 657-383-1195. If you're not listening to this live, you could probably check us out. We're going to try to do these things every Thursday night around 9 p.m. Eastern. So if you guys get a chance to listen, that'd be awesome. If not, always catch up to the podcast on like Friday or Saturday or something. So I guess today we're going to be going over some rankings. I know Christian has a couple of things he wants to talk about. We're going to go over some targets and some trends and things like that. So, yeah, I was not prepared to be here without Brio, so I hope somebody calls and connects with me. If not, maybe I'll just cut all this stuff out. But today it's just a chance to for you guys to call and talk to us, and I'll answer your questions. So I have a full board here. I could just, you know, I could play any drop I want, like this one here.
Gonna eat lightning! And you're gonna crap on
this. So the first 15 minutes of the show might be just that, because I really have nothing really to talk about. And I guess I do have stuff to talk about, but again, I think I want to wait for Christian to join in. Anyways, let's, I guess, you know what, let me talk a little bit about my rankings. We can get right into it. It's hard to just chat. Man, there's a couple of things I want to talk about, but I think I'm going to wait for a little bit later, because there is a couple of things I want to talk about. But again, I'm not good at talking with myself and nobody else, so I'll wait on Brito for that. But anyways, I'll just kind of dive right into my rankings. Right now, you guys can go to our rankings page, eatsleepfantasy.com/rankings, and check out basically our entire staff, myself, Armando, Christian, John, I know, updates his rankings pretty often. Austin did last week. And I don't know if Steve missed last week, but we'll definitely have his rankings up sooner or later. I guess let me go ahead and talk about my quarterback rankings here. Man, this is sounding really monotone and boring. So if anybody wants to call, you definitely can. I am here you go. I deserve that. All right. I will just jump right into my quarterback rankings, and when Christian or whoever else wants to hop on, we will talk about their rankings and reaction to the rankings. I don't have any huge upsets. I don't have any huge things that you're not going to get from the consensus. I think it was pretty straightforward this week for a lot of big, you know, the big names, maybe the top 12. It's pretty standard. This is the lowest I've had Deshaun Watson in my rankings this year. I think I had him ranked week 1 and 2, and he showed me he couldn't do it. I bumped him all the way down to 8. I know John Chapman also has him down at 8 playing the Giants. Even though I really like this matchup, I just haven't seen much from the Houston Texans to really do anything. So I am going to bump Deshaun Watson down to 8. I'll just go through my top 8, and I'll tell you guys who I'm taking ahead of Deshaun Watson. Patrick Mahomes is my number 1. Aaron Rodgers is number 2. Tom Brady, 3. Cam Newton, 4. Kirk Cousins, 5. Drew Brees, 6. Ben Roethlisberger, 7 against Tampa Bay. I think he's going to have a nice week. And Deshaun Watson at 8. So it's not too crazy. I do have him ahead of guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, John Chapman is not very high on Fitzpatrick this week. I'm going to keep going with Ryan Fitzmagic, as they call him, until he shows me that he's not going to do it anymore. But he lit it up the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to keep rolling with him as a top 12 quarterback until he shows me that he can't do it anymore. I actually do like Matthew Stafford this week against New England. And Jimmy Garoppolo and Matt Ryan round up my top 12. Matt Ryan against New Orleans Saints. Of course, we start quarterbacks against New Orleans Saints. This should be a high-scoring game, actually. I like a lot of Atlanta and New Orleans players this week, including Tevin Coleman. I think Tevin Coleman is a top 5 running back for me this week with Devonta Freeman out still. Let me see. I have Tevin Coleman. He's 7 for me. Consensus 10. John Chapman has him at 13. So he's definitely startable if you have him. Most likely you're starting him in all your lineups. Let's see. Let's go back to quarterbacks here. I'm looking for some big guys that maybe – not everybody's talking about that you may want to start, maybe stream. By the way, if you guys haven't had a chance, go on our website. We have all kinds of articles being posted for streamers, for buy low, sell high type guys. So definitely check out eastleafantasy.com. Go just browse through the rankings. We're probably putting up, I'd say, 4 or 5 articles a week at least. And if the writers get off their butts and do something – and write more, then obviously you'll have more on there. But right now we're having like 4 or 5 at a time per week. So really good content there, worth checking out. Easy reads, most of it. Nothing too crazy. You could check out pretty quick. Let's see. Yeah, that's. I don't have any huge surprises. I do have Dak Prescott a little higher than a lot of people. Obviously, you're not starting him. Probably he's above a top 24. He's above 27 for me, actually. So you're not starting him. I'm sorry, 22 for me. You're still not starting him. You should find other options. But Russell Wilson, this Dallas game is going to be really interesting to watch, actually. I think that Russell Wilson should be okay. This Dallas defensive line is probably a little bit better than people think the way they're playing. And the Seattle offensive line is horrible. So just that matchup there, I think the Dallas defensive line is going to win this battle, but I think Russell Wilson can still pull out the top 13 week. Carson Wentz, his first game coming back, playing against Indianapolis. I don't have a lot of faith in him yet. If you have other options, if you drafted Carson Wentz later and picked up another quarterback, or maybe if you have Jimmy Garoppolo or something like that, I'd rather start Garoppolo over Carson Wentz. Just because he hasn't played in so long, and his first game back, we don't know what's going to happen, even though it's against Indianapolis. If it was, later in the season, you start in Indianapolis, yeah, go for it. Usually this is a great matchup, but we just don't know how Carson Wentz is going to play. So let's stay away from Carson Wentz if you can help it. Let's see here. No callers still. I'm still talking to myself. This is how I feel right now, by the way. That goes on for like 20-something minutes. Anyways, okay. So Christian is texting me. His phone died. I'm on live. Let's see. I am not doing so well. Not doing well by myself. By myself. All right. So this is good radio. You listening to me text Christian? Let's see. Oh, he said he's connecting. Okay. Anyways, so I got through my quarterback rankings. I hope you guys maybe got something out of it. You know who I do have lower than a lot of people, actually? Phillip Rivers this week. I have him at 21 against the Rams. I just think that Rams defense, the Chargers defense hasn't shown me enough to really, let's see, he says add me. I don't know how to add him. Oh, there he goes. All right, let's see. Christian Brito.
All right. So, Dale.
What's up?
You sent me the link to join this show.
Right.
But the only place you sent it to me was on WhatsApp. The problem with that is that I cannot connect to WhatsApp if my phone dies.
Right.
So my phone
exactly.
died. It's an iPhone, which even when you plug it in, you have to wait till it turns on. And so I'm sitting here. I went to Facebook. I messaged you there. You always respond on Facebook. You ignored me.
Yeah. So I'm busy hosting the show.
I made the mistake. I thought this was going to be a live show on video. And I was prepared with Dolphins gear. And I was just going to be like, oh, this is for Dolphins season. And I have a scarf and everything. And I was going to flip it over my shoulder. And now I'm disappointed because I can't do that. But just imagine I have a Dolphins scarf on. I don't know why I own a scarf. I live in South Florida.
Yeah, stupid.
But I have a Dolphin scarf on that I was just going to flip over my shoulder casually and say, oh, this is for Dolphin season.
For those of you guys, I didn't. No, yeah, exactly. For those of you, I didn't explain this in the beginning, but we apologize in advance for any lack of audio quality. If you haven't heard us before, this is not how we normally sound. This is a live show, taking calls and all that stuff.
I'm also chewing ice.
Yeah, right on the phone. It's great. So we, so the audio
good?
Isn't.
Can you hear me chewing the ice?
Yes,
okay,
I can.
Let me do that for a little bit because my drink ran out, but I still have ice left.
Okay. That's great.
So we're professional broadcasters.
Yeah.
You want to
take a quick so we got a review, a really nice review actually. We're ranked one of the top 10 podcasts for a blogger, and a really nice review, you know, just talked us up a little bit and basically said pretty good for not being professional broadcasters. And then I guess that's pretty accurate, but it kind of hurt too.
That doesn't hurt me at all. Basically, if you continue reading, he's kind of like saying it doesn't sound as formal and it doesn't sound as scripted and it doesn't sound fake. Sounds like
right.
We're some of the guys just chilling when our drinks run out and all we got left is ice.
Yeah. Jeez. I do want to thank all our writers listening.
Should I not be
not
doing
call.
That? I shouldn't be doing that, right?
You probably don't need to.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I want to thank all our writers for listening in and not calling and just leaving me out to dry, just talking about my quarterback rankings. So thanks for that.
I called you.
So
a little late. But
you did.
Austin, you went through all your quarterback rankings in 5 minutes? Dude, you bombed the first 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I did horrible. Yeah. it kind of caught me off guard because I'm not good doing it by myself, so I have to.
You've got a lot of socks that are stiffer than they should be that would say otherwise.
Oh, now everybody wants to call and say hi. You want to take some phone calls?
Yeah. How many need to take this ice away from me?
We have a 786 area code. What's up? What's your name? You're from Miami.
Oh, it's
Curtis.
What's
up, Curtis? What's up, guys?
Curtis, did you beat Spider-Man yet?
I'm literally at the last part now. I was trying to take my time because I'm doing it hard. I'm trying to platinum the game.
Wait, are you guys friends or
something?
What's going on here?
Yeah, we're friends on PS4.
Wow.
That shit is amazing.
Do you play each other?
No, it's a single-player game.
Oh, man, that's boring.
You need to get a PlayStation.
I tried to buy yours, and you just tried to jack up the pricing, price gouge me.
I did not price. Hey, Curtis, how much would you sell a PlayStation 4, a PS4?
Is it a Pro or is it a regular one?
No, regular one.
Regular one. I sell it for like 180.
Okay. Damn! See, you're trying to rip me off, motherfucker.
I told Dale 200.
Christian charged 200. Yeah, that's what friends do, right?
It's just $20 more. I mean, it's just $20 more.
Christian charged to rip me off, man.
I didn't feel like I was ripping you off. I looked at all the prices used online, and they were like 240.
Wait, so for 200, does it come with all the games and controllers though?
No, I would give you the controllers and the charging cable and all that.
Spider-Man.
The games I'm gonna keep because fuck it, I want my games.
Will you give me Spider-Man with it?
I sell you Spider-Man for 30 instead of 60.
Oh my god! See, that's a problem, Curtis. Man, what's going on, buddy?
That's a good deal, right, Curtis? $30.
That's a good deal. That's a good. I'll comment like, well, that's a good deal, man. $30 is not bad because you even if you buy used at GameStop, you pay like $54 used.
See, this is the problem here because a year ago or 2 years ago when we had people calling in, I feel like they would be on my side. And now I feel like everybody's shifting over to Burrito. I feel like I'm losing people.
No.
Now Curtis is over here trying to get me ripped off too.
No, I ain't trying to get you ripped off, man. I'm saying $30 is not bad, man. I'm saying it's still a brand new game. The game hasn't even been out a month yet.
Okay. Well, I agree to it. I'm going to talk to my wife after the show and see if it's all right. Cool. And then she says, okay.
She the owner of the bank account?
Pretty much.
I'm sorry,
but we don't have to get into
that. Did you get a prenup?
No.
No. You should have.
Shut up. Anyways, let's talk some fantasy. We do have a couple other people on here, so if you're listening, hold on for a couple minutes more.
I got you. Let me get to my dilemmas. All right. As you know, Dale, I put it on Facebook. I'm gonna have this dilemma with David Johnson. I wanna stand fast because I'm gonna feel like shit if I bench him and he goes off. I'm gonna feel terrible if I bench him.
Yeah.
If he somehow just like erupt on my bench, I'm gonna feel terrible.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I feel like I have to star him. So this is what I did. I'm gonna leave him as a starter. I took out Allen Robinson as my wide receiver three. I switched it for Will Fuller. I put him as my wide receiver three. Cause my wide receiver one and two is Michael Thomas and Mike Evans. So, I would love the upside play with Will Fuller as my receiver three. And my flex, Corey Clement.
Over who?
Well, it's Corey Clement over Allen Robinson, Keelan Cole.
Hold on. You're going to start Will Fuller over Allen Robinson this week?
I'm going by game script. I feel that it could be more points in New England and Texas than it would be. Then it would be in Arizona and on Chicago.
My only concern is you've seen what some of these teams have done against Arizona, right?
that's really close.
You
have PPR?
Let's see, I have them one spot apart in my wide receiver rankings. In my flex rankings, there's a bunch of running backs in between. And Corey Clement is one of the running backs in between. So 43 overall in flex rankings, Allen Robinson, 48 overall, Will Fuller, 45, Corey Clement. So we're talking about it's really a gut call here, man. And if your gut says Will Fuller, go with your gut.
Yeah, Will Fuller, by the way.
They're so close
the
together. Like, yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I think Will Fuller, while healthy, is a top 24 wide receiver every time you roll him out there. His only problem in the NFL has been he can't stay on the field. He's going to be on the field.
Oh,
so why
my
not?
God. I fucking bitch Correll. He scored again. Oh, I should have played Correll.
Oh. Dude, you cannot bet on Isaiah Crowell on Thursday night.
I know that.
You can't beat yourself up over that.
I know.
I'm glad I benched Powell, I guess.
That's more dilemma because I listened to Dale and took Watson. I listened to Dale took David Johnson and listened to Dale it took Deshaun Watson. So I got two picks for Dale. So Dale, I'm
on to you right now. Look, David Johnson is just a huge disappointment, and I still think there's time. I mean, obviously we're only 2 weeks. He sucked the first 2 weeks. I mean, week didn't he score a touchdown?
What's David Johnson? Okay, let's talk about this because you guys need to slow your roll a little bit.
Let's talk about it.
What's David Johnson to you guys rest of season?
Rest of season. I still feel he's a top 10. He's top 10 rest of season because his upside. His ceiling is top 4. That's a ceiling, and his floor is like 25.
He's a RB2 at the worst.
I don't think he's worse than 10. No. I'm still going to have him ahead of Dalvin Cook, who's hurt right now. I'm still going to have him ahead of Christian McCaffrey. So if you want to put Gurley, Kamara, Gordon, Zeke, Barkley, Howard maybe, because Howard has looked very good. Is that it? Is that the list?
That would put him 9.
That puts him 9. I'm not putting him ahead of Fournette, who's also been banged up and hasn't looked great. That's it. He's 9. Like, in his worst-case scenario, he's 9.
Yeah.
So, don't panic, man. Still a top 10 running back. I would say he still slots in
It's easy to say that. But when you're the David Johnson owner and looking at, you know, an 0-2 team, you have to kind of like be wanting to make some moves, you know?
Oh, no. Actually, I'm not 0-2.
You want to trade me David Johnson?
I'm 1-1 in my league, and I have the highest score the first week, and I went against, and I had the highest score second week, but I went against the highest score. He outscored me by 0.3.
That sucks.
I have the highest point total right now. Because of Mike Evans and Michael Thomas is just like they're lightning in the bottle right now. I love those two guys.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, hey, if David Johnson has an RB1 week, I need you to give us a recipe for a David Johnson burger.
Oh, of course, I got you. That's no problem at all.
All right. Okay. All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate
little
your
bits
support,
of cardinal
man.
In it.
Oh, no, don't say that. Maybe a cardinal egg, like an egg on top. That's good. All right, Curtis.
All right, guys.
We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks. All right. Later, man. Is that a thing? Cardinal eggs?
Probably not. All right. We have another guy, or a guy or a girl, from a 419 area code. What's your name? Where you're from?
419.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Drew Kiefer calling in from Alabama.
Drew. Hey, man.
Drew.
Good to hear from you. Drew.
Oh, you're
actually
from Bama, man. That's
Well, I'm actually from Ohio, but I'm stationed in Alabama. I'll never
be in Alabama.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm in Alabama.
What? Where?
Fort Rucker, Alabama. It's like 45 minutes from Panama City Beach.
Okay,
Fort Rucker. I'm good. I'm
45
Googling
minutes
right
to
now.
Another shitty place. That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, so Drew actually was selected. He is in our. We have a WhatsApp chat just for. I just butchered that, but it's just for our writers and hosts.
It's a what chat? Try that again. Let's try it one more time.
WhatsApp chat.
Okay, there we go.
WhatsApp chat room. Anyways, so we've been letting one person in per week. That's in our private Facebook group, part of Eat Nation, to join us in our chat, just to kind of chat with us if they want to ask advice or if they just want to join in on the BS conversations, whatever. So Drew's in that, so he's had kind of a behind-the-scenes look at ESF. So he knows the professionalism that goes down behind the scenes, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true professionalism in that chat.
Drew,
we
are
say, Drew?
Top 10. I know, we're a top 10 podcast on this blog, and You can't bring us down.
This blog that you don't know.
I would never try. Hey, I voted for you guys for that competition or whatever it was.
Oh.
So.
Oh, no. Brito. Hold on. Before we do this, we have to record an acceptance. So for this award, the podcast awards, before we know if we win or not, we have to record a video of our acceptance speech. And if we don't give them an acceptance speech, if we win, we won't win.
When
if
is
don't,
it due?
If they don't get, tomorrow.
Is it really due tomorrow?
Oh, shit.
That's fine. I'm going to go get my shades. I already have my scarf ready. And I'm going to do it tonight. Don't worry. I'll do it.
Okay. Here we go. Thanks for reminding us, Drew.
If you guys are wondering what I'm doing here on this video, I'm preparing for the winning season. No? I did the flip again with the scarf. Yeah. Does that work?
Well, yeah, I guess with the flip, it's good.
With the flip of the scarf?
I thought it was going to be like a live video chat like you guys have been doing tonight so I could see you.
Yeah. No. It's upsetting. I'm still wearing the scarf, by the way.
That's what I'm trying to see right now.
Yeah, we're just trying to shake things up a little bit. Phone calls, videos. We are the leading podcast in technology. So we're just
in technology.
No arguments.
Just like
there.
Technology in general.
Yeah, just all technologies. Everything.
I called in. Anything. I felt bad because I heard you right, and you started. You sounded lonely, and then everyone wanted to call in. Apparently.
I was very lonely, and I was expecting Brito to be on, so I wasn't really prepared for a one-man podcast, and I just mumbled.
They were talking about it in the chat, and then I called in, and I was like, well, you guys just leaving him hanging out to dry, huh?
Hey, do you think Baker Mayfield's going to play tonight on Thursday Night Football?
I hope so, because Tyrod looks like trash.
Yeah. It's the O-line a lot, too. That O-line collapses so fast on them.
It is, but I don't know, man. I just compared to what I've seen out of Tyrod the last couple of years, he just does not look as good this year to me. Maybe it is the O-line.
No, he doesn't. But, he doesn't look as good. You're right. And obviously, I don't think he's completed a pass in the second halfway through the second quarter right now. So.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect them to be down. I don't think anybody did. This is like the first game they've been favored in how long, and they're down 14-0 in the second quarter already.
Why do people pick the Browns to win this game? I saw.
I don't know, but
70% of the line was betting on the Browns to win this game, who are favored by 3. And I'm just like, are you serious? What have you seen in the first 2 weeks to believe that's going to happen?
You haven't seen a lot from the Jets.
I've tried to give like Hugh Jackson the benefit of the doubt because his team has been terrible, but this year it's like it's kind of come full circle how bad of a coach he really is. Like the end of that Pittsburgh game was probably the worst coaching I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. I mean, the Browns would be 1-1 right now if it wasn't one-oh-and-one, right? If it wasn't for the kicker, so.
That's
the Browns have been in position
to win both of their first
games.
You're a Browns fan?
I've watched the Browns my whole life. No, I'm a Lions fan, which is just about as bad this year. So
Hold on. You're a Lions fan?
Yep.
Got him.
Appreciate it.
All right, Drew. We'll talk
That's
to you soon, right. man. All right, buddy. Later. All right, we have a caller from the 360 area code. Where is that from?
Strange. Did I actually feel like I feel good as a Dolphins fan this year?
No, it's fine.
They're going to be 3-0 at the end of this week.
360 area code. What's up?
What's going on? Long time listener, first time caller.
Who is this?
Hang up.
Who is this?
Hang up.
Wait, hold on. Who is this?
You don't know who this is. Is that the only sound effect you have, by the way?
No, it sounds like it. I don't believe you.
Play one more. Okay.
Oh, God. Not the intro. Typical Dale.
Austin. Austin is our... he does it all. What would you get... Austin needs a new title because he was executive producer, but now he does like so much for the podcast. He does so much for the DFS and Dynasty stuff. He does a lot for our website and the writers. He needs a good title.
I feel like I'm just coming back. I've been gone so long, like the past 3 months, that it's just, I feel like I'm starting over again.
You're gone for 3 months? I didn't even notice. That's crazy.
I'm yeah, joking. If you think about I'm it, joking. Since like June. I'm joking.
No, you're old. You're always in our hearts.
Oh, thank you so much.
Anyways, senior management. Name. Yeah, that's good.
Did you say seaman airman?
What? No, senior management.
Oh, I think it says seaman airman.
Chief engineering officer? No?
How about just all-around guy?
Okay.
There has to be chief something and then officer. Chief brand officer?
Yeah, that's good.
Why does it got to be chief?
How about brand ambassador?
No, nice. Brand ambassador. I don't think I do well branding, though. You do better branding than I do.
Chief value officer?
Yeah, that's good. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk has a chief heart operator or chief heart officer.
How about operations manager? How's this? Operations manager. That's a simple title I'm
using. Manager.
Because, man, if you are involved in not what we are, Christian, but in the just a chat for the writers, man, Austin gets on them.
They suck this year, man. The writers are killing
me. You're mean. They don't suck.
I am mean. I don't care.
You are.
I mean, shoot. You look at what Steve and John did last season. Was amazing. Like, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Like, if we could just get our writers on par, we'd be great.
They are on par, Austin. They put out great content on our website every week.
Dude, they're okay. They're mediocre. They're like, they're like Austin, the David Johnson right now. They're going to be top 10 by the end of the season.
The show is live. You know that, right?
Yeah. I call it as it is. When have I ever held back?
Okay, awesome. We'll talk to you soon. We're gonna get on with that. I love you.
Told you.
I shouldn't have even taken this call.
No, just next time you see 360, just hang up.
Guys, I'm really excited to tell you again about Hims. Look, it's for some of you guys an uncomfortable topic, but 2/3 of us men lose our hair by the age of 35. But there's a solution to that. ForHims.com. I'm not immune to it. This hair up top is thinning. Rather than try to go out there and have a waiting room or find generic equivalents or have those uncomfortable conversations, get in contact with real doctors with medical grade solutions at ForHims.com. All right, for our listeners, you can go to forhims.com/ESF and try a trial month for just $5 today. forhims.com/ESF. Plus, they also have other things that they can help you with as well, you know, for your manhood.
All right, you know what's pretty crazy? Antonio Brown's target numbers, 33 targets in the first 2 weeks, 16 and 17 weeks 1 and 2.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's why you shouldn't feel worried about him.
I mean, that's crazy. You don't be worried about him at all.
Some people have had – what's happened is he only had 67 yards in week 2. And he looked good in week 1. Only 67 yards in week 2. He was frustrated. The team was frustrated in that loss. And so people want to panic over what's happened. Antonio Brown's still going to finish as a top 3 wide receiver by the end of the year. Just because Juju looks good doesn't mean Antonio Brown's going anywhere.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I heard a crazy stat. I don't know if you saw this. Again, I'm talking about the chat room. Just
the Juju
between...
stat?
What?
The Juju stat that you're about to give right now?
Yeah. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Can you not hear me? Are you okay?
You're talking over me. And
I'm not talking.
Stop it.
Can you hear this?
Yes, I hear you. Anyways, do you remember the stat? Juju Smith-Schuster has the highest yards per target in his first 16 games, he has more yards per target than Randy Moss in his first 16 games.
Really bad at this.
I know. Well, the problem is I have a horrible memory. And that's why I'm not really good on the fly, because I need to be overprepared. I know my stuff. I just don't. I just have a bad memory. So I just need to – but that was a stat. Just wondering. 19 targets week two. The most out of anybody. Tied for Julio Jones week one. Julio Jones also had 19 targets.
Did you see the Randy Moss stat?
What was that?
Second in total receiving yards before turning 22.
That's
and
crazy.
He still has 8 more games to get there.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's crazy. What's even crazier, you tell me if you're buying into this or not, if it's a deciding factor at all. I think I know your answer. But Adam Thielen has, Adam Thielen has 6 more targets through 2 games than Stephon Diggs. Does that do anything for you?
That's just the difference in the type of player that they are. They're both going to be studs this year. Like we said, they're both top 10 wide receivers right now. I don't know if they'll quite be top 10, both of them. But
it's going to be close, though.
Yeah. They're both going to be borderline wide receiver ones by the end of the year.
I think just because my internal love for Adam Thielen, like they're always ranked really close within a couple spots every week so far. And just something in my head just says, I just got to put Adam Thielen over him every week. And that's, I don't know if that's a good enough reason to do it. So if you look at my rankings, just know Adam Thielen will probably almost always be ahead of Stephon Diggs in my rankings. But
I'll always do it the other way around, but maybe not in PPR, in standard. I got a situation where I'm having a hard time continuing to do what I've normally done. And that's Detroit Lions wide receiver situation.
I was just looking at that, actually.
Kenny Golladay has been the best receiver for the Detroit Lions through 3 games. 2 games. Yeah. You want to let me correct myself before you do it?
God, that's helping you.
203 yards in 2 games is a pretty, pretty good number. So, what are you thinking, man? Is he still going to be the number one?
You know, Golden Tate is still, I mean, I don't know what you want to call if somebody's dominating targets, but I mean, Golden Tate, both games, he's had Kenny Golladay by a handful of targets both games so far. I think that trend probably continues. I think Golden Tate's going to continue getting 10 plus targets, and Kenny Golladay is going to be right around that 10 target range. And so PPR, I think I still trust Golden Tate a little bit more. Who I don't trust as much is Marvin Jones. I think Marvin Jones seemingly has been that third option in that offense. So Kenny Golladay.
Do you think it's going to continue that way?
I think so. Yeah. You don't?
I don't.
What don't you
it's
agree
going to be
with what
a,
I just said?
Huh?
What don't you
I
agree
with Marvin Jones and Kenny Golladay are going to alternate games as that deeper productive guy. Marvin Jones was, if I'm not mistaken, twice in the last game, wide open on some bombs and got overthrown twice and still ended up with 54 yards and a touchdown. So I think Marvin Jones has better days ahead of him. And then Golden Tate's just never going to go away as that steady Eddie PPR guy that's going to just have 13 targets like he had last week and still just be consistent. Golden Tate, 28 targets through the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. He's just not going to go away. I can see Marvin Jones and Golladay kind of like alternating now, but I'm still going to put my money on Golden Tate being the best wide receiver on this team by the end of the year.
Okay. So we're both agreeing Golden Tate is the number one. I think Kenny Golladay stays number two, and you think he's going to be back and forth with Marvin Jones as a 2-3.
Back and forth with Marvin Jones. I'd rather still have Marvin Jones, but Golden Tate has cemented himself. I mean, but Golladay has cemented himself as having value now.
Right. Sure. Okay.
I'm going to leave you to handle the show on your own now.
Okay, cool.
Just going to go things usually happen. See what happens.
Yeah.
I just want to see what
happens.
Good things. Okay. Putting the headphones down. Walking away.
Okay. Not that's fine. Okay. All right. So just a couple of things. What I like to do when I'm looking at targets and trends is just looking for stuff that jumps out to me. We're recording in the middle of this horrible Jets Browns game, even though it is 14-0 at the time we're recording. Quincy Enunwa has had over 10 plus targets, 10 and then 11 in week two. And I've seen him targeted a handful of times already this game. So Quincy Enunwa is becoming definitely a must own. He was on a lot of waiver wires. We've got a lot of waiver wire questions. I think he's a must own. Where do I have him ranked? Let's see. Quincy Enunwa, yeah, I had him ranked 27. So he's right outside a wide receiver two range. And I think he can kind of creep up. The more rapport he gets with Sam Darnold, the better Sam Darnold gets over the course of the season. I think it'll only help. So I think Quincy Enunwa is very solid. He's a talented player too. If you watch him on the field, he passes the eye test. So that kind of sticks out to me. A couple of the others, we already talked about Stephon Diggs a little bit. Let me see if still nobody's calling, of course. Emmanuel Sanders disappointed a little bit last week, but I expect more of the 10-plus target game that he had in week one. I expect that to continue. So don't look into last week too much. The same thing with Larry Fitzgerald. They're kind of on the same pace. The one guy, just looking at the last guy I want to talk about with wide receivers, kind of trending up, and I think maybe it's a little bit late to buy him now, but John Brown of the Ravens, I think he's a legit threat as a wide receiver on that offense. 10 targets last week. I think it'll just. I think he's gonna be heavily targeted for the rest of the season.
Okay.
And by heavily, I mean
I'm still not here.
I'm just listening. 10 targets. Okay, that's fine.
Where are you putting John Brown rest of season?
Rest of season. I'll probably have him as a 24 to 30 guy. Wide receiver 24 through 30.
You'd rather have John Brown rest of the season than Corey Davis?
That's a tough one. Man, I really want to see something good of Corey Davis this week. If not, I'm going to be screwed in a couple leagues because I really believe in Corey Davis. Jacksonville, by the way.
You're picking Davis. Okay, so John Brown or Keelan Cole rest of the season?
I mean, it's so early to tell. Just given what we know right now, I think I'm taking John Brown. But
why?
Again, it's so early.
I just like what
I've seen from John Brown this year. I mean,
John Brown or Cooper Kupp?
I like Cooper Kupp. I think rest of the season.
I'll give you one more: John Brown or Quincy Enunwa.
I think Quincy Enunwa.
I would take all of those guys over John Brown.
Really?
Every single one.
I mean, last week against Cincinnati, he has 10 targets, 92 yards, and a touchdown. Didn't do anything. I know he had a long catch there, but that doesn't do anything for you? 10 targets, 92 yards? And he had a touchdown both games, week one and
four
two.
Catches, though? I mean, you look at the reception totals, 3 and 4. You're really rooting for the touchdown for him to be a viable guy.
Sure. He's on pace for 16 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Look, his remaining schedule, Denver, Pitt, Cleveland, but Tennessee, New Orleans.
Mahomes is on pace for 80, so.
Did you hear the next couple of weeks for John Brown? I mean, Denver, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Tennessee, New Orleans.
That's rough. Wait, no, I'm looking. That's not the. I'm sorry. I was looking at it starting in. Okay, Denver, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Tennessee, New Orleans.
Yeah.
That is very middle of the road.
Yeah.
Who's the really good matchup? There's no
Pitt,
really good matchup.
Cleveland.
There. That's not a really good matchup. It's a division game at Pitt. It's not a really good matchup.
Cleveland, Tennessee.
Cleveland is also at Cleveland.
Let's all be scared about that. Yeah, they have a home field advantage. Move over anybody playing Cleveland at home.
They're not going to – okay, Cleveland's not going to win, but their defense will – I hate Cleveland in terms of a team scoring enough to win the game. But they also hold their opponents down a little bit. They're not a pushover defense.
We'll see. It's through two games, and the Jets have scored twice on them in the first half. So, Cleveland, I'm talking about. So, anyways, we have somebody on the line. What's your name? Where you're from?
Hey, Tyrod Taylor just went in the medical tent.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Austin.
You're welcome.
Did you hang up already?
Yeah. It is awesome again.
So if you're listening to this show live and you want to call in, what's our number, Dale?
657-383-1195. Yeah. Should we tweet that or something?
657-383.
Can you tweet that?
1195. I am on it. I'll be back in like 5 minutes.
Oh, jeez. Again?
No, I'm here. I'm just messing with you this time.
All right, Les, do you want to look into a little bit of some running back numbers? I mean, we looked through the targets, and this is a really good time to look at trends and stuff, too, and everybody's asking sit-start questions. And then we can go into rankings if you want. We probably have another, 20 minutes left on this episode, so we'll gladly take calls if you want to call in. Go to my – actually, if you want to talk PPR a little bit and look at the targets with some of these running backs. Tyrod Taylor is going into the locker room now, by the way, with 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Some of these running backs are being targeted as a wide receiver one numbers, pretty much. Saquon Barkley targeted 16 times, more than Odell Beckham. Christian McCaffrey is targeted 15 times. I'm pretty sure that's most on the team. Chris Thompson targeted 14 times last week. Surprisingly, Theo Riddick is targeted 12 times, leads among the league leaders in running back targets. Are you looking at all into this? Does this mean anything to you?
Running back targets are huge, man. Huge. A guy like Saquon. Yeah, you want to do that again? A guy like Barkley getting 16 targets in a game, that's really a sign for optimism that he's always going to be involved, that he's always going to have a floor, basically. So, again, he didn't do very well on the ground, 11 rushes for 28 yards, but he salvaged your day with his 14 catches for 80 receiving yards. Even in a standard league, you're getting double-digit points because – he's so involved in the receiving game as a running back. You have a lot of room for optimism is what I'm saying when a guy is heavily involved in both, because then he's not going to get game scripted out. Then, you know, there's just added touches. It's more opportunity no matter what.
Yeah. These running backs that I mentioned, Barkley, McCaffrey, Thompson, they are PPR killers. Like, the reason why we have PPR is to even out the running backs and wide receivers. And when you're getting a running back that's getting, say, 10 to 12 touches, you know, 12 attempts, 10 to 12 attempts, and on top of that, they're getting the opportunity to catch 10 to 15 balls, that just gives you a huge advantage.
Yeah.
So
a lot of times when I'm looking at projections and I'm ranking a player, especially – you know, some of these players, some of these higher end wide receivers and stuff like that, touchdowns are hard to predict. The first things I'm going to look at are history of receiving yards, then targets, then touchdowns. So that's why guys like Antonio Brown are always going to be at the top of my list, because 33 targets through 2 weeks, mm-hmm. that will translate into more points as the season goes along if the target numbers stay the same.
Yep.
Can't always count speaking. Certain people, yeah. No, I agree. Yes, the situation is different, but.
Yeah, no, it's guaranteeing them opportunity to score and opportunity for yards. So, while we're talking
and
about
opportunity
running backs,
is king in fantasy.
You need like a motivational poster for that. This may surprise you, and maybe you'll yell at me. I don't know if it's bold. I'm just going with my heart and my brains here, so I'm not trying to be bold about it. But I have Giovanni Bernard as a top 10 running back this week. Number 10.
Why would that be bold? I'm pretty sure I have him I'm 13, so
okay.
It's not bold.
Hey, well, that's what I was saying. I wasn't sure if it was bold, but, you know.
Let me see.
I have Giovanni ahead of guys like David Johnson.
Close my rankings like an idiot. Hold
Lamar
on.
Miller above Kenyon
yeah,
Drake.
Yeah, ahead of DJ, huh?
By one spot, just because DJ's playing Chicago. And it's a tough matchup.
I have him 14 right now.
Okay, that's not crazy. John Chapman
DJ,
has him 21.
DJ is 8, by the way. So,
okay. Still we're not, like we're not too far off. Yeah. Not too far off.
I'm a dramatic person.
Look, I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm just saying. Oh, man. I screwed up on my Isaiah Crowell ranking. I had him 29th overall running backs.
I think I had him like 31.
Yeah, it's going to hurt.
I had Crowell pretty low today. So what did he score again?
Yeah, he scored. I think he scored twice. Yeah. Yeah, that, do you remember that's what Curtis was whining about when he was on the phone?
Yeah, I thought you meant like he scored again, like a third time.
No, 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 just twice. Baker Mayfield looks pretty good in his limited ability.
In his two snaps?
Yeah. Looks good, looks good. All right, Christian, it's your show. What do you want to do?
I'm going to leave the mic for like 2 minutes.
See what happens. Tweet?
I did.
Okay, thanks. You're all right. Welcome. Thanks. Thanks a lot. All right, let's look at... Actually, this is pretty interesting, too. Are you there still, Christian?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to go through just some snap counts, basically looking at the percentage of the team's snap counts. I think looking at this breakdown is pretty interesting on some of these bigger guys. Melvin Gordon, what do you think his snap count percentage was?
Snap count, 60%.
Yeah. Jeez, that's good. 64. Given okay. Ezekiel Elliott was at 94% of his snaps.
Well, I'm just thinking about how involved Austin Eckler has seemed. So,
yeah.
Normally, mm-hmm. I'd say like 70s, high 70s for Gordon, but Eckler has been very involved.
41% for Eckler.
Yep.
He's out. 41% compared to Melvin Gordon, 64.
These are some good numbers, man.
I think so.
Some valuable numbers.
I think so.
I like this. We should, no thanks. No thanks. That was, sometimes she thinks I'm talking to her and I'm not.
Yeah. She's lonely. She just wants to talk.
You want to talk to her?
Sure. Do you call her Alexa or Echo?
Alexa, is Dale the loneliest person on the planet?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. A global catastrophic risk is a hypothetical future in which the damage is being on a global scale.
Alexa, Alexa, stop. What are you doing?
Alexa, are you drunk? All right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
One thing that I think is surprising, one thing that I don't think anybody expected, and I don't even think you, Christian McCaffrey takes 94% of the offensive snaps last week.
His usage and involvement,
what
just happened?
With what?
What are you doing?
I'm saying, what the hell?
What
happened? That bad?
No. No, his involvement has been great. Has been great. So that's another thing where it's just the opportunity is incredible for a guy like him. That's awesome. If you're a McCaffrey owner, you should be happy. He's got that built-in floor. I don't think he has quite the ceiling. I know some people hate me for this, but I don't think he has quite the ceiling as some of the other guys in fantasy, but he's definitely got a crazy solid floor with how involved he is.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Not me. It really sucks for CJ Anderson owners. I don't know what happened there. I have no idea. CJ Anderson is totally just
useless.
Become,
what's his what's his percentage on the field? 30? What?
CJ Anderson.
35?
Hold on. Let me
see. He only got like 3 rushes last game.
12%.
Wow.
He's played
20 snaps. Is he even second on the list?
We should probably know that. I don't know. I don't know who else.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I have not looked at the box score. But most of the others are pretty – those are just kind of the ones that stuck out to me in week two. Nothing else kind of really crazy. You're going to have guys like Todd Gurley, Kareem Hunt, Jordan Howard. They're all going to be like in the high 60s, low 70s, most of them.
What was Kareem Hunt's? I'm curious.
Kareem Hunt played 71% week one, 69% week two. So he's right around 70%. That 70%. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good number. That's where you want your running backs to be at.
Let's talk a little bit about Deion Lewis playing about 58% of his snaps compared to Derrick Henry, who played 42% of the snaps. Does that say anything to you?
It says to me that Derrick Henry has not looked good. He just goes straight down. He hits somebody and goes down as soon as there's contact. It doesn't look good. I'm really disappointed so far.
I'm going to be honest with you. I watched like one half of a Titans game. And yes, I was not impressed. I didn't see him on the field much, actually. And when I did, he didn't stand out to me. You know, like some running backs.
I watched 7 hours of a Titans game.
Yeah. he just doesn't stand out to me. Yeah.
Brutal. Yeah. My least favorite offense in football. Let's put it on the TV for 7 hours.
You want to talk a little bit about, I guess that's kind of over. How about the Washington Redskins running back?
What's kind of over?
Huh?
Now you have to say it. I want to know.
I was looking at.
I want to know. Can you show me?
But that's really bad. How about Adrian Peterson?
I want to know about these questions you have for me. What?
The Adrian Peterson, week two, I don't think we'll see a lot of what we saw in week two because he didn't get a lot of opportunity because of the game.
I don't think
game
Adrian
went.
Peterson is what we saw in week one, and I don't think Adrian Peterson is what we saw in week two.
I think he's going to be closer to week one than he was week two. I think the Redskins
what
are going to run
into the
ground. What
is the average between those two? 5, 20, so 12 points a game? No. 11 points a game? 11 points a game. 11.3.
Sure.
That's where Adrian Peterson is maybe going to get to. I'd say a little less than that. I think he's a little less than the average of what we've seen.
I'm optimistic.
I'm optimistic too, but I just don't think week one is truly Adrian Peterson. And I don't think week two is either. I think you're probably going to get 70 rushing yards a game, maybe hope for a catch or two, and then probably less than 70. I'd say less than 70. What would equate to 1,000 yards? 67 yards a game?
I don't know. I'm not good at math.
63 yards a game. So 63 yards a game. Hoping for a touchdown. That's what you're going to get out of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Christian,
right,
I know
you
are.
I'm going to leave you alone for like 2 minutes. Bye.
Okay. So, hey, Austin, you're on the phone.
What's up? It's halftime.
Yeah. How's it going, buddy?
It's going, hey, so what do you think about Josh Gordon, man? I want to hear your and Christian's before you cut me off. So.
I would never cut you off.
Dude, you hung up on me. I feel so, like, demoted now.
I think every single show.
Yeah, I got it. I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's like what we do. So Josh Gordon, I think
he's going to pan out or no?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No?
You know, just we've seen, I mean, look, as many big names as we've seen come into New England, we've seen some big names come in and not do very well at all. Yeah. I think it's maybe I don't know the X's and O's. I'll be flat out honest. But I do think that this Patriots, the way they run the offense is a little more maybe complicated than some of the other playbooks. And I think that it takes a while to get integrated into that offense, especially with no training camp time and all that stuff. I guess if they give him a limited playbook and for week one, he gets out there with limited snaps this week, or when he gets on the field. I'm not believing in it. In fantasy purposes, I'm selling high.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But here's my thought process on it.
He's a decoy, man. Sure.
I think he's a decoy. I think he's out there every play. He's out there, and that way they can throw it to Gronk. And that way they can throw it to Edelman. That way they can throw it to Hogan. And he's just a big name that's out there just to scare everyone else, like, oh, we got a game plan for this guy. But ultimately, after like three games, if he has more than six targets a game, I'll be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I'm kind of pumping my brakes, because I don't think he's going to get a lot of opportunity. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't see it. I don't see it. Yeah. And it's partly gut feeling. I mean, I don't
know.
Did
you hang up on Austin? Can you hang up now?
Yeah, we're talking about Josh
Gordon. You can hang up now.
I'm not going to hang
Hey, the way I do like it, though, because I get the lie, because I feel like it's 2 minutes behind whenever I listen to the show. So. What's Christian's thoughts on Josh Gordon?
I don't know.
You should have listened to the last episode. Hi-yo.
I did. Hi-yo.
I gave my thoughts already.
I know. Well, I mean, it's a live show, man. You know?
I don't want to do it again.
Okay, that's fine.
I like repeating myself.
Put the scarf over your mouth. Just talk to your scarf.
Talk to the scarf? Hold on. You know what? I'm bringing up the scarf. We've got a new character on the show. His name is Scarfy.
Yeah, but it's Miami, so it sucks.
Scarf face.
There you go. I like it.
Say hello to my little friend. His name is Josh Gordon. I don't know why he's definitely. Are you okay, Scarface? I'm very okay. Let me tell you something, man. Okay, Josh Gordon, New England, that's a good fit.
Who are you? Hello? Who are you?
Scarface.
Who are you right now?
I'm Scarface. It makes more sense if you could see the video.
Oh, Scarface.
Scarface.
So what's the difference between Scarface? How you think of the world? What's the difference between Scarface and Scarface?
We're not allowed to use the other one. And Scarface has scarf on face.
Okay.
I'm wearing scarf.
Okay. Is Scarface violent and a drug dealer?
He is violent against bad fantasy players. He does not like Joe Flacco.
You should have said you were violent against cold weather.
No cold weather. Can we get this guy off the phone now?
Is it Cousins? Is it?
We got another call.
All right.
Love you, Austin. All right, we do have a call on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, this is Jay.
Jay who?
People call me Cuddy.
Wait, is this Smoking Jay Cutler?
Maybe.
Jay, man, I haven't talked to you since since you played with our Dolphins last year. How's everything going, man?
Good. I just want to let people know 2-0 don't mean shit.
You did okay last year, and we appreciate all your hard work working with the Dolphins last year. But it's a new time. Ryan Tannehill is back healthy, and you kind of held the fort down while he rehabbed and did stuff. What are you doing now, by the way? Like, what do you do? What do you do during the day?
I watch a lot of tape.
On what?
Keeping quiet. Are you getting on Tannehill's knees?
Are you coming back to the NFL if a team asks you to? Or are you done?
Just don't be surprised if anything happens to Tannehill's knees.
That's me. Are you smoking right now on the phone? You know that's bad for your health.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay, well, Smoking Jay Cutler, we appreciate your support. I know you're a big listener of Eat Sleep Fantasy. You called in a couple times. We appreciate it. Well, take care of yourself, man, and maybe we'll see you in the booth or something. You have any? Do you want to do any announcing or anything?
Not really. Goodbye.
Okay. Jay Cutler, everybody. Did you just hear that interview? Great. I lost Christian, too. Pure coincidence, by the way. All right. So we went through some of our rankings today. I hope you got something out of it.
What's wrong with that guy?
I don't know. That was weird. He calls in random times.
Hold on. Scarface wants to come here for a second. Hold on. Okay. Let me tell you a little bit.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking through your scarf right now, Scarface?
Yes. Does this work for bits?
It's hard to hear you, but go ahead.
Is this better?
It's okay.
This half Russian, half Cuban. I don't understand.
Yeah, you should do Cuban pretty well because, you're Cuban.
Listen, man, I don't understand. I live in South Florida. My whole family Cuban, man.
Okay.
And let me tell you something, man.
Okay.
Sometimes when I try to understand my own language, it sounds Russian.
Sometimes it does, yeah.
I'm not sure what I need to do better, man, but I correct it when I start to think, okay, Hialeah, okay, cocaine, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful mommies on the beach.
Yeah, okay, I see. So now you're doing these buzzwords, I like it, these keywords that you do really well. I appreciate that.
And so,
but then when you talk, you go back into
Josh Gordon,
Slovakian or something.
He arrives. Okay, he arrives over here in New England. Them bullshit Patriots. See, the Russians back. I can't. The Patriots, and that's my friend. Hold on, that's
now
my friend Dimitri.
Now you're starting to sound like Borat a little bit.
Hello, my name is Dimitri. I'm Russian. I don't like the only team I don't like is the Patriots.
Okay, because they're Patriots of the United States. Right, that makes sense. All right.
Anyways, man, Scarface is back. Let me tell you.
Josh
Gordon is going to be fine. He's not going to be amazing. He's going to be fine. He's going to be good.
Fair enough.
Okay. Acere, Consote, Mongo Molina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Right. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Give me back my mic. This is stupid. This is my show.
All right. We are going to go ahead and end the show on that, I think.
Might have been the worst show we've ever done.
Probably. If this is the first time listening, don't judge us on this.
I think that is legitimately the worst show we've ever done.
For Christian Brito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening.
When we first started, we were recording on iPhone headphones.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.